MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 27, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Salem's wind farm project could be on hold. Cahill tops Beverly's preliminary mayoral ballot.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, more on Danvers football. Rick?
All right, thank you, Bill. Mostly sunny today, temperatures in the low 60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor 9:55 a.m. and 10:14 p.m. Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill finished first in yesterday's three-way preliminary election. Cahill and political newcomer Jamie Zarella were the top two finishers and will appear on the November general election ballot. The Salem News reports that Cahill got nearly 56% of the vote, Zarella almost 36% of the vote. Salem's Conservation Commission voted 4-1 last week to reject the Salem Offshore Wind Terminal application. The Salem News reports the commission's review was concerned about stormwater runoff and drainage, most notably the plan for 16 acres of land to drain into a single catch basin. There appears to be a request to reopen a public hearing on the plan. The Village restaurant in Essex is closing. The Gloucester Times has a story that the popular restaurant, known for fried clams and lobster rolls, will be sold by the Audette family to new owners. Newburyport is reviewing plans for the former Brown School. Proposals have come to the city for affordable senior housing and even a specialized research lab. According to the Daily News, the city is looking to keep the school's gymnasium as part of any proposed use for the building. And the town of Nahant is going to be looking for a new school superintendent. The Daily Item reports that Tony Pirzentazi will be leaving that position at the end of the school year. Nahant has one elementary school, as older students go to Swampscott for middle and high school. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers. This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Red Sox lost to the Rays last night, 9-7. The last home game of the year is tonight for the Red Sox. First pitch, 6:10 p.m. The Patriots' next game is Saturday at Dallas against the Cowboys. Kickoff at 4:25. High school field hockey. The Northeastern Conference's top two teams met yesterday. Gloucester and Danvers in Gloucester. They tied at 1. High school football. We have feature interviews on North Shore High School football up on the website and more to come this week. Danvers football pulled off an overtime win last week against Reading. This is Falcons coach Ryan Nolan.
The biggest thing is the kids just kept battling, and we've had all three of our games have been close games that have come down to the final couple minutes, and it didn't turn out the way we would have liked the first two games, but the kids being able to battle and make the plays at the end when it mattered, I think that's a huge confidence boost for the whole team in general, and just helps reinforce, you know, the kind of things we're pushing, just playing as a team, playing hard, playing for the guy next year, doing your job and eliminating kind of the silly penalties that shot us in the foot a couple times in the previous games.
Up next for Danvers football, they'll host a tough Winthrop team on Friday night.
Yeah, and I mean, they're always a very good team, and they present a lot of problems with the way they play offense, the way they play defense. They move around, they're physical, they're fast, they're athletic, they're really well coached in all those aspects, and they really make you prepare, and they stretch you out. And, you know, you got to be ready, and it's not just a physical be up for them because you know they're going to be physical. You have to be on your game mentally as well to align to formations and deal with their stunts and blitzes. So it's obviously a big challenge. And, again, last year they got the best of us as well. And, you know, we know that they're a team not to take lightly, and they've got a ton of kids back from last year's team too. So we're hoping it's a real good game.
Danvers football coach Ryan Nolan. Stay informed on North Shore football by checking back throughout the week here to the website. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Wednesday. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
Grand Army of the Republic Museum and the Lynn Museum present Defending Democracy, a free forum, Wednesday, October 4th. 6 p.m. at Lynn City Hall Auditorium. Join MA Secretary of Education Dr. Patrick Tutwiler and social justice groups at this forum on threats to civil liberties, assaults on voting rights, and African-American history and book banning. Witness actors portraying Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. That's Defending Democracy, Wednesday, October 4th at 6 p.m. in Lynn City Hall Auditorium.